Welcome to Ask Kaleffi, the podcast that dives into real-life problems that plumbing and HVAC technicians face in the field. We're your hosts from the Kaleffi Tech Support Team. I'm Greg Tubbs.
And I'm Dan Furkus. Welcome. We look forward to sharing some stories from our tech calls and using our background and expertise to make your days a little easier.
Hey there. Welcome back. We're going to continue on the train of separation.
Yeah, we're going to keep it separated.
That's right. So this week we're talking dirt separators.
Yeah, dirt and magnetic.
Awesome. So what is it? What does it do? How does it work? Yeah. We're going to dive into that right now.
Yeah, we are. What you're going to see is that in a way it's pretty similar to that air separator we talked about last week.
That's right. Basically, we're taking an air separator and turning it upside down. You're no longer venting air or separating air.
Right.
We're trying to pull other things out of fluid.
Right, exactly. So, you know, you're going to take that similar, large-bodied, multi-pass device, turning it upside down, having the coalescing mesh inside, and as a multi-pass device, it's going to knock the dirt and debris from the water as it passes through it.
That's right. Yeah, so it's got a very small pressure drop across the vessel.
Right, that's because of that large body.
Right, it's very negligible.
It was a lot like that air separator last week with the large body, your velocity drop. So essentially there's low to no pressure drop.
Right, and we do list CVs in our literature, but honestly, pretty much could ignore it in your head loss calculations. There's guys that won't, though. They always want every little detail.
And you can do that. You can do that. But I think, you know, you do that enough times, you're going to find that it's so negligible that you'll probably stop doing it.
Right. And we got to remember, every time we're talking a separator of any kind, it is a multi-pass device.
Right. Is that similar to a Y strainer, Greg?
Not at all. We definitely know that Y strainers are more restrictive, and those are typically a one-pass filter type device.
Right, right. And those you will tend to get more of a pressure drop through as they start to collect dirt and debris because they don't have that large body.
Right. They'll plug up where a separator, unless the system is really dirty, separator should not plug up.
No, not if you're doing your maintenance properly.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you're going to find that, you know, if you're working with a dirty system and you install a dirt or magnetic separator, it's not going to, may not be an annual maintenance thing to start with. You might be back once a day, once a week, maybe down to once a month, and then hopefully working it out to where you're out there doing annual maintenance and doing a flush on them.
Absolutely. But we always recommend, if you know for a fact that the system's very dirty to begin with, before you install one of these, we would always recommend that you do a power flush on the system.
Yep. Flush and clean.
Flush and clean, and then install this, and then do your water testing, and then add inhibitors as needed.
Right, right. Absolutely. Then you can use this to just finish cleaning up the system and then maintain it.
Sure. But say, you know, a contractor didn't do all that. Can these be taken apart to clean out if they're that bad?
They can. I mean, you're going to find that, you know, coming in and doing the annual maintenance, and we're going to talk more about that as we get into this, they're pretty easy to clean out, but they are, you can disassemble them and pull the coalescing mesh out, at least in the smaller brass models, and clean that.
Yeah. And obviously our steel ones, we can't do that because that's an all welded body.
Right.
We don't have removable heads on those, unlike some other manufacturers. Typically, if it's that bad though, I mean, again, we would say, hey, probably not a bad idea to power flush the system.
Right. Do a flush and clean.
Yep.
You talk about the different sizes, you know, like the separators we talked about last week. You know, we have our smaller brass models anywhere from, you know, 3/4 up to 2-inch, and then steel models from 2-inch all the way up to 14-inch.
Yeah, that's a big separator, huge body. And all those models come magnetic or non-magnetic.
Right. Right. Yeah, they do. With the magnetic models, I mean, the smaller brass ones will be a clip-on magnet. The larger steel ones will be, you know, an inserted magnet into an inserted into a well.
That's right. And we're going to go back and kind of beat this little subject in the head again. These are not for potable water.
Absolutely not. Nope, not for potable at all. We get that question of quite a bit, too, about, you know, removing scale and debris from potable water systems. And you know, no, they're not low lead. They're designed for a closed loop hydronic system.
Right.
Hydronic or chilled water.
hydronic or chilled water only, closed loop, and potable water systems, you know, they're not multi-pass systems. You know, if you're looking to get rid of debris out of a potable water system, we're always going to tell you, look at a filter.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's absolutely the way to go. So we talk about magnetic separators, Greg. You know, did you realize who the first one in North America was to introduce magnetic separation?
Well, from what I understand, it's Calefi. It's us.
Yeah, it is us. Yep. So a lot of manufacturers out there, we were the first ones to bring that to the North America market.
Yeah. I mean, many manufacturers don't do both.
No, they don't.
So how do these things work?
Well, they work pretty similar to that air separator. They reduce the velocity. They slow down the fluid passing through the coalescing mesh, which allows that mesh to knock the dirt and debris loose. That dirt and debris will fall down into the bottom of the separator. The magnetic portion, when you have the magnetic separation, that'll pull out very fine magnetite.
Right. And then the mesh in these, so when we're talking our smaller brass ones, those are glass reinforced nylon. And then when we step to the commercial steel units, those have the stainless steel.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. And those will have a larger ball valve on the bottom for cleaning. So, I mean, we do have a discharge port on the bottom of all of our separators for cleaning. And, right. You know, that's something that when you're out doing, you'll typically shut a pump off to, you know, drop the pressure in the system and then do a downward flush on.
Sure. Right after you remove the magnet. And none of our magnets are a wetted magnet. These, the larger commercial ones are a bayonet that goes into the bottom of the body. The smaller brass ones are, like you said before, they're a magnetic band that goes around. You would pull that off and then do the flush.
Yeah, that'll clip right onto the body. What's interesting is our larger separators, you know, will actually have up to 3 magnets inserted into the bottom.
Yes.
That's a lot of grabbing power.
Certainly is. So what about installing these things? I mean, you have any tips for the guys out there?
Yeah, I always like to put them on the return side of the system. You know, if I can put them in right before the boiler, then I know I'm protecting the boiler heat exchanger. You know, again, you want to make sure that you're going to be in line, piped in line, so that you get that good velocity drop as that water passes through it.
Absolutely, and that's protecting the boiler, you know, catching the majority of the debris on the first couple passes. And keeping it out of those smaller passageways and some of these, you know, very restrictive heat exchangers that
right.
are out there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you look at that magnetite, that's almost like a black sludge or tar in the
black
system.
Black sand, yeah.
Yeah, black, almost like a sand, right.
Mm-hmm. And it's awful on variable speed pumps.
Yeah, that's kind of where my mind was going. You talk about the variable speed pumps, and the variable speed drives have little magnets within the drive. So if you don't have some type of magnetic separation in your system, that pump will do that. So yeah. That pump's going to suck that magnetite in. So if you find you're going out to a system and you're replacing these variable speed drives and you're consistently having to do that and you don't have magnetic separation, that most likely that there, you have a lot of magnetite in the system that's getting drawn into that to the magnets of that pump, causing premature failures.
Right. It'll lock it tight.
Yeah, absolutely. I think almost any variable speed pump manufacturer out there will recommend that you have the magnetic separation to protect the pumps.
Right. Well, how about flow direction? We get that question an awful lot about just about everything we sell. And honestly, it doesn't know the difference, right? It's an open barrel inside.
Right. Absolutely. With being an open barrel, it's passed through. So it doesn't matter what direction the flow is going. That coalescing mesh is going to separate that. The dirt, debris, and magnetite is going to be drawn down to the bottom. You know, gravity is what's pulling that down. And the fact that the velocity drops so much within that body, it allows those particles to fall to the bottom.
Right. The only thing, the only product I think that we have that it does really make have an effect on is that rotating collar model, that NA5465.
Right.
That one with the poly body. That one has an in and an out.
It does.
And
well, that's a vertical device.
It's a vertical, but it can be turned as
be horizontal.
Horizontal, right. Too, if you got a really small system.
Yeah, a thing to remember with those, like the vertical air separators we talked about last week,
yep.
Lower flow capacity is only up to about 10 gallons per minute.
Sure.
So, and again, that's because that one is not a direct pass through device.
Sure. So from installation to now maintenance, I mean, we walk people through a maintenance procedure all the time on these, don't we?
We do. The key to anything is going to be maintenance. So you want to make sure that you get the system cleaned up and then you're able to put it on a maintenance cycle.
Sure. Typically, when a guy wants to know how to blow one of these off, we're going to tell him, hey, man, you got to turn off the pumps. Make sure the system's just sitting at rest. You know, make sure all the, this is going to make sure all the magnetic material doesn't go back into the system when you pull the magnets. Because a little suction from the pump can pull up the finer debris.
Yeah, it can. Well, especially once you pull that magnet out and you release that.
Yep. You pull the magnet and then you're able to open that drain valve.
Yeah, you'll open that drain valve. You'll do a downward flush and generally recommend continuing to let it flush for about 10 to 20 seconds after you see clear fluid coming out. Then you know you have that purged out.
Sure. Then you can close up the valve and fire up the pumps again.
Right. Put it back in service.
Certainly.
So I got another question for you, Greg. There, you know, most of our our dirt separators have either a plug in the top or a stem with a cap off the top. What's the purpose of that?
That's a great question. I've seen plenty of contractors will actually add an additional air vent on them.
Right.
Because they have the coalescing mesh in there. Yes, it's removing dirt, but it will also catch any air bubbles coming in. So it's like a secondary air removal device.
Yeah, the smaller brass ones have a half-inch female MPT connection where you can put one of our MidiCal or ValCal, you know, half-inch air vents on top. And, you know, you get a little bit of additional air separation.
Certainly can. And then those larger commercial units, those have a 3/4 piece of standpipe off the top that's threaded. And that big 502 air vent.
Yep, the MaxCal.
Yep, the 501, 502 MaxCal. I've seen people put that thing on there as a secondary. I don't think you can ever have enough air vents in a system.
No, I agree. Yep, I agree. You know, you're going to have an air separator on the supply side. You're going to have a dirt separator on the return side. You're going to have air vents within the system. Why not throw an air vent on top of that dirt separator and get a little bit of additional air removal?
Well, and I think probably the last question we could ask here is how often do we have to purge this system? I mean, we get that question a lot too. And like anything else, it depends on how dirty the system is.
Right. Yeah, that's really what is going to determine how often you clean it. And I mentioned it a little earlier. You may find that you initially put it in and you're back once a week to purge it, then maybe once a month, and then maybe 6 months. And then, I mean, I think the overall goal would be to get the system cleaned up to where you're purging it with your annual maintenance.
Exactly.
So it becomes part of your annual maintenance procedure.
I think that pretty well covers it. You know, we asked all the questions. Next week, we're going to finish off separation with
hydraulic separators.
Awesome.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah. So tune in next week and we're going to talk hydraulic separation. Thanks for tuning in. Yep,
thank you.
Thank you for tuning in. If you ever need help,
please feel free to contact our tech support team anytime at techsupport.us@kaleffi.com.
Or call us during our business hours at 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Central Time at 414-238-2360.